Everyone's searching for the perfect love, someone who loves them no matter what. God wants you to experience His perfect love and be able to share it with others. Find out how on today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Here's Kenneth Copeland.
Let's open our Bibles, first of all, this morning to 1 John chapter 4, please. Verse 6, we are of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us. I'm going to back up and read this ninth verse slowly and deliberately. Listen carefully. You do realize us includes you. Us includes me. Amen. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Now, there's more to that than just becoming through Him born again, because you couldn't get born again without Him. What if you'd have gone to God and said, "Sir, I'd like to be born again." And he'd have said, "Well, that's all right, go ahead." Huh? Yeah, that's fine with me. I agree with that. Go ahead. What am I going to do? I can't do it by myself. Now, there are people that think they can, that they can earn it or work hard for it and all that. That don't work. Because the power to get done what God has done is beyond human control. It goes into the laws of the Spirit, and it has to, and it depends on receiving the Father's grace, love, the receiving His word, all of these things working, because something had to be changed, not just rearranged. We are not just forgiven sinners. Well, we're all just sinners saved by grace. No. No, we're not. No, we were sinners. We got saved by grace. But something happened. Something took place. Amen. The power of God now has set this in motion. God did this. Now, look at this again. That we might live through Him. Not that we just were given life by Him and born again through Him, but no, that we might live and have life through Him. All time, every day, day in, day out. This is not a one-time momentary thing. so that it just fixes it so you go to heaven one of these days. Well, going to heaven is a fine thing, but the Bible said when you got born again, you were delivered from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. You've been raised up together, made to sit together with Him in heavenly places. Our citizenship is in heaven, and in the commonwealth of heaven, we have our life and have our being. We already there. Amen. You don't die and go to heaven. You died, went to heaven, seated with Jesus. Amen. In full authority. You're seated on the throne of grace with Him. Now, that tells us that we can live our lives here as if we're already there. We're not employed here by heaven. We are deployed here as soldiers in the army of the Lord. Amen. So that we can set our minds and set our affections on things above and live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Why? Why is God so, quote, pushy about that? He's not pushy, but He constantly is faith, 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 faith. It's impossible to please Him without it.
That's right.
Why? It is by faith so that it might be by grace. Now, there's a lot of talk about grace going on right now. Thank God. I'm glad somebody finally started talking about it. But a little over a year ago, I heard this. Grace is God's overwhelming desire to treat you and me as if sin had never happened. Oh, that, I don't know, that just said it for me. His overwhelming desire, where'd that come from? His great love.
Yes.
His great, for God so loved the world. Well, I was part of that world. You were part of that world. That He gave His only begotten Son. And whosoever, whoa, Lord, I found myself. I'm a whosoever. Believes on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Praise God forever. Well, He intends for you and me to take His word, to take His love, to take His sacrifice at Calvary, to take His resurrection from the dead and walk in it and live through Him by faith, that it might be by grace, amen, and live this life by heaven's rules, not the rules of this Babylonian mess that's going on here. Men trying to meet their own needs without God. Hallelujah. All right. Now let's go on with this. Now we know why He did it. That we might live through Him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be propitiation for our sins. Beloved, underline that, please. Beloved, did you know you was God's beloved? Well, then why are you laying awake at night? 127th Psalm said He gives His beloved sleep. Amen. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. Now, put your finger on verse 13 and put your index finger on 13, put your little finger on verse 4. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us. His love is perfected in us, and we are of God, little children, and overcome Him, because greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Well, what's he talking about? Love is far greater than anything the kingdom of darkness has any defense for. Praise God. God is love. Say it with me. God is love. Verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever, I found myself again, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Well, Brother Copeland, sometimes I just don't feel God. I just don't feel like He's with me. Dear heart, that's when you better believe He is. Here again. Have faith in God. Amen. Have faith in God. Faith in God, put the feelings aside. Faith in God, put other thoughts aside. Amen. Now, think about what Abraham did. He considered not. Now, we need to learn how to do that. He considered not his own body. He considered not the deadness of his wife's womb. Now, there was two things there that he could have considered other than what God said. If you begin to take into consideration all the other stuff, you're in trouble. But Brother Copeland, that's what we've been taught to do, to consider all the facts. And I'm telling you about now, in the faith walk, in the faith life, in the faith way of doing things, that is not wisdom. It's double-mindedness. Once you know what the Word says, once you know what God has to say about it, then stop considering all that other stuff. Well, yeah, but what are they going to say if I do that? You don't make any difference what they say. Did they get you born again? Are they the one that went to the cross for you? Are they the one that wrote the Word of God and said, oh, no man anything but to love Him? Well, then quit considering what they did and what they said. Doesn't have anything to do with the next decision. Another big part of this, because all of that is fear-based. Fear to not consider all of the circumstances. Well, Jesus said, Brother Copeland, that we need to sit down and count the cost. That's right. But you do that in the Word, not from what Babylon says about it. Amen. That's a whole different thing he was talking about. All of it. The fear not to consider that starts the failure in motion. And fear-based ideas, thoughts, and concepts always produce unbelief. And we'll see that before we're done here. Always. It always does. It always does. Now, for instance, Jesus said, the sower sows the word. Satan comes immediately to take the word that was sown. And what's the first thing he does? What's the first thing he brings? These are they sown that he does what? They have no root in themselves and they become offended. All offense is fear-based. All of it. Afraid of what they're saying. Hurts your feelings. Instead of, I don't care what they said. I just roll all that care over on the Lord. And pray for those that despitefully use and persecute me. What I care what they said. Yeah, but did you hear what they called you? Yeah, but that's not what I am. So, I mean, why should I answer? That's not me. But in order to function like that, you have to refuse to fear. And in order to refuse to fear, you don't consider all of what they said. No, you consider what God said in His Word. And the Scripture says, consider Him that went to the cross, bore the shame, and so forth. Why? So that you don't faint in your mind. Oh, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Praise God. Let's get back here. Now then, let's go back up to verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us. His love is perfected in us. And hereby know that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Now, let's spend a few moments here on verse 16. All that we're reading here, everything that we've talked about, carrying constant, continual victory over principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in heavenly places, living through Him. Jesus lived in constant, continual, complete authority over sin, sickness, demons, and fear, natural phenomenon that was caused by the devil. He walked in constant, continual authority over it. Is there any place in the Bible, or can you even imagine in your mind? Think about when he walked up to the tomb of Lazarus. Could you imagine Jesus backing off and going over there, but you know, and said, oh, God, help me with this. They're all looking. You just have to manifest yourself here. I mean, if you don't, this ministry's just over for good. What? Not hardly. Praise God. Why? He's living in constant, continual authority. How did he do that? How do you not violate hundreds of commandments? How do you not violate them ever? He brought it all down to one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And then he brought us into the new covenant by saying, and love the brethren even as I have loved you. Yes. Amen. That settled it. That settles all the commandments. That settles this whole life of faith, because faith worketh by love. Amen. So now, he is walking that way, but now by our covenant, he has fixed it through covenant relationship so that we can walk that way. You and I cannot break the new covenant. The new covenant is between the Father and Jesus. Now, we have been brought into this covenant relationship with the Father in Jesus. Amen. And when we do things, we say things, we violate the commandment of love. When we do that, we haven't broken the covenant. We have set ourselves up to break broken fellowship, but the covenant's still intact. And we have by covenant promise something right here that provides this for us. Look at this. It's amazing that chapter 1 comes before chapter 5. Amen. Isn't that amazing? My. Now listen. If we walk in the light, verse 7:17, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And verse 9 of this second chapter, he that saith he's in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loves his brother abides in the light. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, he that loves his brother is in the light. He that hates his brother is in darkness. Now, that's so simple, you have to have help to misunderstand that. Amen. So now, if we walk in the light, if we love one another and we walk in the commandment of love, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To confess means to acknowledge. Now, so what's happened here? Well, we violate the law of love. We things displeasing to him. We sin one way or another. We haven't broken the new covenant. We've stepped out of fellowship with it. But by covenant, the covenant's still intact. And by a blood promise right there, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins when we acknowledge them. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. If you're cleansed from all unrighteousness, what's left? Righteousness. Oh, that's good news. Oh, that's good news. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, what am I portraying to you? Living through Him. Living His way of life. What happens when I do that? Come on, darling. He lives through you. That's what makes it work. Amen.
Everything hangs on love. Without love, everything else fails. Love is our command, and faith won't work without it. Start walking in love today with Limitless Love, a 365-day devotional. For 45 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have walked in victory. Love is the foundation of their relationship with God and also with others, and it has yielded winning results. Now you too can embark on the same path of victory this year. Limitless Love contains word-based foundational teaching to establish you in receiving and giving God's love. It's a daily guide designed to help you live satisfying days without fear, limits, and failure. You have mountains to move, places to go, and dreams to fulfill. Live love and experience the rest. With this power plan to pursue love, there's no reason you won't experience your greatest year ever. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. Request your free copy of A Lifestyle of Love CD series by Kenneth Copeland. This series will teach you how to love by choice and help you live free from being in strife and being offended. To receive your copy, go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. For more teachings from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Jesus said, have faith in God. Well, that we're agreeing with that. That is the key. I need wisdom. Have faith in God. I need to hear from God. Have faith in God. I need to know what to do. Have faith in God. Because see, the information's already yours and it's already on the inside of you.
February 24th through 26th, Kenneth Copeland teaches Faith Is, How to Move a Mountain at Eagle Mountain International Church in Fort Worth, Texas. April 7th through 9th, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the 2016 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. April 22nd through 23rd, get connected at the 2016 Living Victory Chicago Faith Encounter at the Sheraton Hotel and Towers in Chicago, Illinois. July 4th through 9th, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests for the 2016 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.